Get the best odds on all the big games this March. Download the Circa Sports Iowa app today.
What is up, Fanatics? I am not alone.
Not fired. Still here.
Week four. If you had the under five, I'm saying you're getting close, but I don't think it's going to win you anything. Welcome, Ted.
Yeah, very angry, Ted. I got just destroyed on unders last week, like in the worst way possible. Just Utah, you can't just lay down and die. You got to go to overtime against San Diego State. Just die. Die.
Yeah, that's a weird team. We should I haven't watched a lick of what they're playing, but that is a weird team this year.
And then Wyoming had the under wrapped up.
They decided to score.
And then they did a pick six with like no time, like very little time left, like a bunch of jackasses. It's cool. I'm fine. I'm fine. Totally not angry about it. The sickos are 2-2 because of Utah, just not dying. It's fine. I'm okay. This is cool. Anyways, before we get started, we probably should talk about DraftKings and Wild Rose.
Yeah. Of course, we love Wild Rose. Jefferson, Emmitsburg, Clinton. And every place has a DraftKings Sportsbook. Still, in my opinion, Ted, the greatest app out there by far. It's just the user experience is the best there is. We're taping this actually a day late so we can really get news on football. Ted Knight tweeted out, we did a little shake and bake on App State. They're not looking too good right now. They're not up one. Great. We'll see.
Not looking great.
No, this is coming to the fourth quarter. I guarantee it.
I also bet the under, so I'm kind of in a pickle.
Well, the weird thing is, dude, these teams are supposed to be running teams, and App State's out here slinging the ball around like it's like they're a Big 12 team.
Yeah, so like I'm under 58.5, and they have 41 points now.
Ooh.
So I somehow got to have Marshall lose by 7 and hit that under. I didn't parlay it together. It just, I went more that way.
Marshall's driving.
Yeah.
Marshall's driving.
You're a few seconds ahead of me. So, but it's all right. But anyways,
all right, let's get to week four. Your takeaway though was from last week. What you got the unders. You talked about that.
All I know is my Alabama over hit. Cause I had 59.5.
Unreal.
59.5 hit. I made some money. You and I were fighting. We also fought on the old Sparty versus Miami, if I do recall.
But it was 31-29, so my 60 was a push.
Yeah.
How close? I mean, that game was over, like over. I got to give Florida credit, brother.
Yeah. Well, now we're going to have to hear about the rest of the year because, they held Alabama close. So they deserve to be in the playoff no matter what. Bull crap. So,
well, they do play Georgia. So that'll solve that issue right there. They'll have 2 losses. It won't matter.
Unless they beat Georgia.
They won't
beat Georgia. Georgia beats Alabama.
Now, Georgia is the best team in the SEC, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's my takeaway. Like after watching last week, this is the first week that I can remember in 3 seasons. So first 2 seasons and this year for through 3 weeks that Ohio State, Alabama and Clemson all didn't cover first half spread. Like it was an 0-3. I lost all 3 of those bets. That's usually at least 2-2-1. I mean, at the worst, I should say. There's no dominant team, but I think this Georgia team. Clemson can't even score points against Georgia Tech. They won by 6, 14-8.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my biggest takeaway. It's like, who is it? Like, I understand Iowa Firebirds. Like, oh, I don't know. Ohio State can't win at home. They could barely beat Tulsa. Michigan? Is it Michigan? Why is it Michigan in the top 5?
I know we're going to talk about Iowa later because I need to get back. I'm doing a lot of principal bets this week.
Yeah.
I'm like 3-3. I got to get back on the slide. Spoiler, Iowa versus Colorado State is my sicko under of the week. Got to get back in the winning record. Just going to go to what feels natural, and it's Iowa unders. It is like 44 and a half. Little worried that Iowa scores in the 30s.
Okay.
But, you know, teams just love giving the ball up against Iowa. That fumble that they got, the 1 yard line last week, was ridiculous. So,
well, we'll definitely get to that one. What do you like? So, listen, this year's wide open. Like, Iowa State is not out of anything. Obviously, Ohio State can't. You know, we're not talking blowouts in these conference games. I heard someone say this week on one of the podcasts, and I just loved it. It's like, I want there to be chaos.
Yeah.
And I couldn't agree more. Like, I want it to be no flat out winner. It's going to be freaking nuts. You don't know who the top four is going to be. It's going to take this. It's going to do this. I want it to be that way. Like, that makes it fun, rather than, oh, we know it's Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State. Well, who's the fourth? Is it going to? No, you don't know right now. You honestly do not know. You know the S winner of the SEC, but you don't know who that's going to be. You and I can tell you who we think it's going to be, but you don't know who's going to win the Big Ten. You can't tell who's going to win the Pac-12.
Yeah. So
everybody, very USC.
I got one of my confident AF picks in the Big Ten this week.
I love it. All right. What about Friday? Do you like any of these Friday games?
Man, I looked at them. I'm going to bet them, but no, really. I mean, kind of like what Virginia, maybe. It's just,
I haven't watched them. I
don't think Fresno covers that 30 and a half for UNLV. Like,
who's starting quarterback for Fresno? Do we know if that kid's playing? Cause he was like walking wounded.
I don't even know. That's the thing. Like, UNLV is bad, but they're not like UConn bad. Right. So
what do you mean they're not UConn bad? I think they might be worse.
Either way, if I were to bet any of those games, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I'm actually probably going to bet two games. I'm probably going to bet UNLV to cover 30. And I'm going to have Syracuse cover to 6.5 versus Liberty is my two bets, bro.
I can't even believe that you're betting on UNLV.
It's a 9 o'clock kickoff. What else am I going to do?
Oh my God.
Go to bed.
All right. I got to see. Let's see if it says if he's starting. I don't see anything on here. It's talking about how he was injured. That's a big deal for me for Fresno. This Jake Haner kid, if he's not starting, I mean, that's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points anyways. Like, it's not like San Jose State's like a killer, right? So
they're not good, but they're not bad. No, you're talking, dude, UNLV is terrible. You know they're terrible. Fresno State was good. They just went and beat UCLA. Oh, nice for you, dude. They're kicking
Fresno? Fresno's the one that beat UCLA?
Yes.
Okay.
Fresno's good, dude. That Jake Haner was like Superman.
I mean, maybe I'm on the under, maybe, but like, I don't know, man. Like, just.
That's your play. I think if Haner doesn't start, that under at 59.5, I like that. Here's my play. It's Liberty, Syracuse over 54. Over.
All right.
Not under. Over. So Liberty at Troy. Yeah, they had a tough one. They scored 21. But 45 and 48, their other two games. Syracuse has scored 62, 17, and 29. Rutgers is a pretty darn good defense. They only scored 7 there. I'm sorry. I just like the over in this game. I mean, I like Liberty too.
Last I don't know.
Time they played, they you won think at Liberty's Syracuse.
A touchdown favorite over a Power 5 school. I know they're good, but not as good as last year's Liberty team.
They are. This team is just as good. They have the same freaking players back, dude.
Just saying, like, Syracuse at home.
Syracuse, no, they were favorites at home last year. Got beat by 17.
By Liberty?
Hugh Freeze is the man when it comes to betting on college football. I just like the over. I think there are going to be points there, and I like Liberty. That's the only. I'd really have to look at Fresno. If Hainer's not starting, I would go under with you on that one. Yeah. And that's, like you said, that's a 9 o'clock Friday game.
Yeah, it's either that or you watch a movie and go to bed, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to get a little degenerate in.
That's a different kind of action. That's Netflix and chill, right?
Right, something like that.
Different kind of action. All right, let's stay on the gambling action. Let's get to Saturday. There are a boatload of 11 o'clock games. I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 11 o'clocks. I'll go down real quick. I'll let you start. Notre Dame, Wisconsin, anything for you there?
Everyone seems to think that you should be betting on Notre Dame in this game, right?
Yeah. Notre Dame's terrible. Chris Felica tweeted out, Notre Dame's terrible in this spot.
So, yeah, I saw that. So, the under's also, right? It's at Soldier Field. Apparently, it's going to be pretty darn windy there. Under's at 45.5. I mean, if you want to do like a sicko under and like watch a quality game, this is probably your go-to. But I could also, I'm worried about Notre Dame's offense more than anything in this game. Like, if you're going to put that under, I feel it like for the weather, but like, I'm just worried that Notre Dame has like too much offensive firepower. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, they've got a good running game. Listen, they're just as big up front as Wisconsin. So this could be ugly. But this is not a good spot for Notre Dame. Like I always say, if I have a pick on Notre Dame, it's because I have a really good feel. I don't actually, I would lean, you know, nudgy little to Wisconsin here, just based on history. And I can't believe App State is still throwing the ball. Oh, that's a foul penalty. Good. Yeah, I mean, 45, it's always windy in Chicago. I'm not going to give out really anything. Just nudge to Wisconsin.
I mean, like I said, if I'm going to do anything, it's the under, probably. And I'll probably talk myself into it, to be honest. Like, because I haven't made my bets yet. I've heard a few people talk about the under. So, but yeah. So where's this game at? All right, here's the game. Oh, that's a 7:30 kickoff. Why is it lumped together at the early games?
You gotta toggle it by time.
Well, I won't talk about the Ohio State Akron game, but I guess we'll get to it later.
We'll get there. No, we'll get there. Chris Felica talked about that too. Texas Tech, Texas. I actually like this game. Texas is -9.5. Texas was back. Then they lost to Arkansas. And, oh, they're not back. This is still a good football team, I think.
Okay. So who's the home game team in this one?
Texas.
All right. So I got a stat here. My boy Alex Skookin gave me this stat. I got to pull it up here. Hang on a second. In Plain Tech, right? The away team has won 6 of the last 7 meetings straight up in Texas and Texas Tech. Like, I was at 9's a big number.
But 9.5 is a big number.
So... But that's a trend, you know, like, okay. I mean, 3 times now, Texas got in the Texas and won. You know, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it. Did you say you're going to take Texas in the points? Is that what you're thinking?
No, what I think here is this Texas Tech team and Shuff, the quarterback or Shucks or whatever they call him from Arizona. He was Brock Purdy's friend or whatever. They played against each other there in Gilbert. Who went to Oregon and then transferred to Tech. The kid's coming on, man. He's playing well. Tech just doesn't, they don't come out of the gates super fast. So I was looking at Texas first quarter -3.5, but I like Texas Tech here. I put together 4 teams that I think could win games, kind of like a nice little round robin parlay with some good odds. And I would put Tech in there to win it +300.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's 6 out of the last 7. The road team has won that game straight up.
Love it. So I love that stat. And it's not letting me click on the other stats. There was another nice one. Real quick here, LSU. This is a really good game. LSU, Mississippi State, the SEC. So LSU is on the road. They're favored by 2.5 over Mississippi State. I like the direction that the Pirates got this team going. Getting 2.5 points at home is not too bad. I've got that one of my likes.
Yeah, I agree.
I think their quarterback leads the nation in yards. App State turned it over again. Great. These Mississippi schools are fighting like who's going to throw for more yards. Is it going to be Mississippi State quarterback or the guy who I picked to win the Heisman
Corral? I just don't know if LSU's that good.
Their defense isn't that good.
You know.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not a big Mike Leach fan at all, but it just,
I don't know how you can't be. Well, how are you not a Mike Leach fan? The guy's hilarious.
I don't want to get into it. I don't want to offend how many people
like.
I have my reasons. Anyways, so yeah, I think Mississippi State here could be is a good pick. Well, they're getting 2.5 home dog.
Home dog, man. I mean, LSU they haven't beaten anybody. I mean, Central Michigan played them close at home. I like my Chippewas. I mean, they barely beat McNeese State. You know, I think Mississippi State's loss on the road at Memphis, that kind of sucks, but they did beat a good NC State team. I mean, they're not a good football team, but they can throw the ball all over the yard. It's like they're never going to be out of this game, I feel like. So no, getting the points at home, I'll take it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right. I'm not going to talk about at the very end. I'll cover I'll quickly go through the MAC games. There's one big spread too at 11 o'clock. It's Georgia minus 35 at Vanderbilt. I've got a thought on this, Ted, but do you have anything? I figured I'd throw it to you.
It's a big number, and you know me in big numbers. So it's
huge. 53.5 on the over under too.
That's probably the play because Georgia's defense is elite. And mm-hmm. I don't know if they can score 45 by themselves unless they really want to. And I'm not sure if they want to, you know, like, and Vandy's terrible, right?
Vandy's awful.
So if I'm going to bet it, I'm probably taking the under. I know that's me being a cliche because I bet the unders, but that's probably the play.
I don't mind.
35 is a lot of points, though.
Well, I would play Georgia first half. That's minus 21. And here's an under that I love. And it's not out on DraftKings yet, but it should come out. If you can get Vanderbilt under a touchdown for the game, lock it in. Like, just lock in your bet. I have a very, very good feeling that they won't even score a point.
Yeah.
They won't even score a point. Georgia's not even going to let. And if they do get that late, get it over 7.5.
If you don't think Vandy's going to score, you're definitely on the over under then, right?
Under. Yeah. I mean, this is under the whole way. But Georgia could put up 56 is my only problem. This could be 56-0. I like the first half. Maybe they throttle back, throw in their reserve. I don't know how Kirby Smart's going to play it, but I like the over 21 or bet the 21 in the first half and Vandy under 7.5. I don't think they score.
Yeah.
I really don't. All right. Not much going on at 1 o'clock. 2:30.
I still can't get this thing to sort by time on Vegas Insider, so I'm just going to follow your lead.
Yeah, no, 2:30. Let's do the most important. Well, we got both in-state schools playing at 2:30, but the most important game is Iowa State starts their conference season. Everybody hates Baylor. It's going to be warm. I don't. It's not going to be hot. It's going to be warm. I have a feeling I know where you're going in this, but Ted, go under.
Under. Iowa State is 3-0 on the unders this year, right?
Yep.
Like, I got a stat too. Got a stat to back this up, so I'm going to track it down. Oh, where's it at? All right. Since 2019, ISU is 23-5-3 on the under after they win. Since 2017, Iowa's 8-3 against the spread on the road as a favorite. I don't like the favorite. I don't like that part, but I'm all in on that under. Probably 2 units, if not more. Both teams have good defenses. It's going to be like 23-17. Baylor driving late to make us hate ourselves. So
I don't know what to think of Iowa State. Like, we did what we should have done against UNLV, yet
undercovered there too.
Yeah, and like, what? Why can't we sneak the football with the quarterback? Why does that work in the NFL week after week? Tom Brady's the oldest guy playing. We have to try to run this flying running back over. Like, the sneak is the easiest play. I mean, that game, we should have had 14 other points. It's there's something with this team. I don't know what they're doing, man.
Yeah, I mean, Baylor's the trendy pick this week. You know,
the line has not moved an inch.
Well, I mean, media member pick, I should say.
It's scaring me because it hasn't moved at all.
Yeah. Has the over-under even moved at all?
Yes, that started at, where'd my Iowa State go? 230. That was the top.
Yeah, it jumped. It was at 43, right? It's at 47 or something right now. It jumped like 4.5 points.
This is a pretty even game.
I would have bet that sucker at 43, to be even honest. So,
even on the over-under, 47.5. It opened. It hasn't moved, though, according to Action Network.
All I know on Sunday, it was 43. Bottom of the books opened at 43.
That's a big move, then. Had it open. Action Networks has it open at 47.5. Do whatever you want with your money on that game. I ain't touching it with the 10-foot pole. I don't even know what to think. I mean,
yeah, like I said, I'm on the under. Until an Iowa State under doesn't hit, I'm just going to keep betting.
Here's the thing. If we don't win this game, this will say a lot about Iowa State for me. I think I'll have a better understanding for what this team is after this game.
I think they'll cover. I'm just not betting them to cover. Should I say, does that make sense?
Yeah, like, it does. No, it does. Like, I get it. It's
because Baylor hasn't played anybody at all.
I understand. I don't know. I don't know what to think.
Are you worried about playing at Baylor? And for some reason, Purdy can't play with a darn when it's hot out. Like,
it's not October, man.
Well, yeah, I know, but like just in general, like he just in warm weather, he doesn't play well. So
yeah, I don't know what to think about this team. I'm really I'm.
We need to talk about the most important 2:30 game.
Yeah, that's you're gonna bet
UConn and Wyoming. Wyoming's laying 30.5.
Bring it
on the Cowboys. Let's go. They're gonna cover
finally.
But UConn covered last week. UConn covered last week. They covered those.
What did I say? What was my play last week?
You said always go against UConn, and it cost people.
Army
UMass has covered the last 2 days.
Army first half.
Yeah, Army was up 42-0 and somehow didn't cover that game.
Yeah, I watched it. They brought in a young quarterback, but I said Army first half. That was my play.
Yeah. Well, always saying they have Wyoming. UConn literally fired every single coach.
Dude, they brought in this young quarterback.
They're starting something like 14 freshmen or something, like on the two deeps.
Yeah.
Wyoming is just going to clean their clock.
I agree. That's a really good bet. That's a really good 230 bet. We're going to shake and bake on that one for sure. I got Wyoming. What you got the sicko under on Iowa.
Iowa, Colorado State.
This is another game where if you get Colorado State under 7.5, I would bet it too. They may not score this game. I actually like Iowa laying the points. This could be 38-0.
Go ahead and turn this college football game off. That's when I bet it, and I'm not going to.
No, it's over, dude. App State's going to come back and cover in the fourth. You're going to lose your under, though. All right, Clemson, North Carolina State, another good 230 game. North Carolina State at home getting 10 points.
I'm taking the Wolfpack.
I think you almost have to.
Like, I'm sure Clemson's going to blow the doors off of them because Wolfpack's a trendy pick this week. But, like, I don't know if Clemson's going to score that much. Like, their offense hasn't been great, you know?
It's been terrible. Ungalele looks terrible.
Yeah, so... And it's on the road, right? So
it's on the road.
This has to be like last week's the word of the week was Super Bowl, and this has to be North Carolina State Super Bowl, right? Like,
I agree.
Like, I'm not saying they're going to win the game, but I think they can cover that 10.5. You know, especially if you can get at 10.5, get it past 10. You know, like,
man, they're NC State's plus 300. They're already in my. Sicko money line round robin.
Yeah.
I just think this is the year. If you're going to get Clemson, get them this year.
Yeah.
If they scored 17 points against Georgia and Georgia Tech,
yeah,
something's wrong. And their defense is like totally bailing them out. That's Koskis. That guy is flying around everywhere. He's got like 90 tackles a game. NC State's they've got a little something for them, I think, coming there. I like the 10 points a lot. And let's see, they've been beaten 55-10, 41-7. They won by 7 at NC State, and then they beat them 56-41, 24-14. So they've kept it close before the last 2 years when they were really good.
Yeah.
And NC State, they lost at Mississippi State. I think that was just laid an egg. And then they really haven't played anybody. Furman and USF, they've scored 45 points. So it's a reach. I know we're reaching, and I know why it looks good, but let's just put a like on that one. And I've got them in the sicko money line. All right, 2:30 game. You got?
Oh, I missed 11 o'clock kickoff. Sorry.
Which one?
Utah State, Boise State. So, Boise State is 15-4-1 against the spread versus Utah State since 1995. So it's down to 9.5. It's actually 9 on DraftKings.
It's 9 on DraftKings.
So if you can get that anywhere under 10, I think you hit it.
Dude, that over-under's at 70.
It's going to be windy. Like, that's also it's also an under. Like, it's...
That's a lot of points.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still...
Utah State has... I don't think they
play. I'm pretty bitter about Boise. I had a money line parlay of, like, 5 favorites late Saturday night at the bar, and Boise's the only one that didn't cover.
Well, there was no points scored in the second half of that game. Utah State, they beat Washington State by 3, crushed North Dakota, and just beat Air Force on the road. Scrappy little 3-0 team right there, scoring some points too. I see why they're thinking it's 48-49. 70 seems like a lot.
There's a lot of points. It's 11 o'clock kickoff. It's going to be sleepy. Like, 11 o'clock kickoff on the West. That's 9 o'clock. That's 9 a.m. local.
That's enough.
That can't be right. Is that right?
It's 11 a.m., man.
No, it's not. It's 10 a.m.
No, you're right. That's what I mean. It's 11 a.m. our time.
That can't be right.
Is it? Dude, that's an under.
Well,
70. Wow.
Yeah, but the defense might not want to be there either. That's my worry. Defense isn't awake. A lot easier to be on offense than defense, you know, like.
How good is Air Force then? They're not, they can't be that good. Oh, that's an interesting one.
Is that really an 11 a.m. kick?
That yeah. You're right. I'm kind of talking myself into an under bet, and I don't think I have any, well, team unders, but.
Yeah, that's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. And you guys like the ISU.
I'm surprised you're not on that Minnesota Boiling Green game.
I said I'd touch on all of them. Chris has got to play on that one. All right, Rutgers, Michigan. Anything from you on that game?
On the over.
49.5.
Over has hit the last 6 times they played.
That over-under's come down 1.5. Because I had 51 on my notes.
Last 7 times they've played, that over has hit.
I'm with you. You and I are going to shake and bake on them. That's one of my AFs. I like the over in that game, big time.
I mean, I think Michigan destroys them, but I think the over hits.
Listen, Michigan ends up destroying these guys. They may be the best team in the Big Ten. All right, 2:30's packed, dude. A&M, Arkansas.
See, Arkansas is a real trendy pick here.
Like, that's because they beat Texas. You know, where they sit, I get it.
The Iowa State fan in me wants Arkansas to win this game.
I just don't know. I don't know what to think about that team right now.
A&M's about their quarterback, right?
Well, is he coming back this week?
I don't think so. You think that line would be heavier if he was, right? It's a neutral site field.
So
it's in Jerry World. So
A&M's won this game consistently. Arkansas's covered the last.
There's some crazy stat about like how these guys have gone to overtime like 4 or 5 times in a row now or something. Like, it's something like that. These teams routinely go to overtime against each other.
I mean, Arkansas has one big win, which is nice. I mean, A&M has struggled. They struggled Kennesaw State. They struggled at Colorado 10-7. That was brutal. Yeah, I mean, everybody loves Arkansas. Everybody loves Raymond. I don't have a take either way.
I'm betting Arkansas. So, like,
all right, let's do. Are you putting that as an AF pick?
Oh no, I my AF picks are Michigan, Rutgers over. I would say under. Oh, I left my paperwork. I'll have to check it out.
No, it's all right.
Oh, and my Fighting Akron State laying 48.5 versus Ohio State.
I like that.
So
Akron's terrible.
Yeah, well, Ohio State's playing their backup quarterback.
No, I get it. Listen, Akron's terrible. App State turned it over again. This is quite a.
Oh, I'm on the NFL games. I put that risk-free parlay.
I got
under 48.5 and Carolina -2.5 for +100. So just got win by 3, baby. There's no way this over's hitting. So
we're both on Wyoming, UConn. I may switch that to first half. Ted, your Jayhawks are getting 16 at Duke.
Until they cover a spread, I'm done betting. Like,
Duke looked good last week.
I know.
Against Stanford.
I'm on Duke.
They're pretty good at home. I think that's probably the thing with Duke is if you can get them at home, that's where you want to ride. Let me see what that.
We haven't touched. Are we still in the 2:30 window?
No, that's 3:30.
Okay.
So I bet Baylor last week. They blew them out. Yeah, Northwestern. Yeah, 30-23. Yeah, I think 16 doesn't seem high enough, does it?
No, Kansas has not. I mean, Kansas looked a little bit better, but Baylor's. I don't think Baylor's any good. Baylor just destroyed me. Of course, Baylor was only up 14-7 at halftime of that game. So
yeah, you knew Baylor was going to do that. All right, 5:00, UCLA Stanford. UCLA gets upset. This line probably cost it maybe 6 points.
Yeah,
I think you're getting value on UCLA -5.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to bet that game because the other game is going on, but UCLA seems like the right side of the pick, but Stanford, since they got that new QB in there, it's kind of been blown up.
And you they're know. At home. David Shaw's a pretty good coach in terms of covering the spread. You know, home dog, UCLA is a wounded dog. Just a nudge there. Little UCLA, I think these teams are losing. Everybody's all of a sudden just burying them. I don't know. That doesn't make sense to me.
You're going to find out the Pac-12 probably isn't very good, but.
All right, let's get into 6. A lot of good 6:00 games. Nebraska, Michigan State. Michigan State, everybody's darling now. Going to be 8-0. They're laying 5 points.
Is it up to 5 now?
Yeah, I like Nebraska.
I think I'm definitely betting Nebraska in this game. Like, it's at Michigan State, though, right?
It is. Night game.
I tell you what, I am betting.
You're betting the under.
I am betting the under. The whole state of Michigan is windy as heck this weekend. Just blind betting a whole bunch of home Michigan unders.
52. I don't hate that. I really don't. I mean, I think, but, you know, I like the fight that they showed against Oklahoma, number one. Number two, Michigan State still hasn't played anybody.
They just beat a ranked Miami team.
But you know how bad Miami is.
Well, they're ranked.
I understand, but that doesn't matter.
The number 5 team in the country also has, wait, no, they beat Iowa State. Never mind.
But Youngstown, Northwestern, on the road at Miami. I give them credit because they've won 2 road games.
It is a home game. You got to imagine that crowd's going to be 7:00 kick, 6:00 kick. Got to imagine that crowd's going to be up for it. Right. So.
And it's Nebraska. Nobody likes Nebraska in the Big Ten.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably on the under, but I'm going to bet a side would be Nebraska.
Yeah, me too. Let's put it that way. I like the under here. I think this will be a one of those Big Ten defensive battles.
Oh, yeah. 24, 21, 24, 17.
Yep. And 52 seems really high.
Yeah.
All right. Kansas State, Oklahoma State. You got Cowboys -5.5 at home. Pretty much a similar game, in my opinion.
This is one of those things that should be a smaller number. So, like, it makes me wonder, like, what Vegas knows. Right.
How good is Howard going to be away from the comfort of his home?
Yeah. Like, it should be like a 3-point game. So I don't understand why it's not.
I mean, Oklahoma State just shut down Boise at Boise for an entire half. That's a big deal. Like, their defense is what's keeping them even their head above water this season. And I think Kansas State's got to come down to earth a little bit, you know, with Howard at quarterback. Yeah, I mean, again, if I were betting your money, I kind of like Okie State at home here. Night game.
If this thing was at Kansas State, I'd be all over the under. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Oklahoma State. Tennessee at Florida. Florida minus 18.5. Tennessee has not impressed anybody. Florida coming off of that big game. For me, here's the deal with Florida. I almost want to live bet this game, Ted, because here's the problem with Florida. They have Emory, number 5 quarterback, who's been there forever. Coach loves him. And then they have this Richardson kid who I'm going to talk about every podcast. This kid is unreal. Yeah. And he just doesn't see the field enough. I know he was a little bit dinged up, and maybe that's why, versus Alabama. And then they almost beat Alabama. And I've watched Florida all of their games, and like Florida Atlantic, South Florida, they ran it up and down the field against Florida, or threw it up and down. This could be an absolute blowout, but I want to see if Richardson plays. So I may live bet that one. But I was so close to having that as a confident AF. All right, I may change. I will get you my picks by tomorrow morning, but I may
change. That's fine. I mean, I'm going to make mine ever fine. All right. So.
All right. Still 6:30 is packed.
Yeah, it's a good night's sleep.
What about West Virginia, Oklahoma? Oklahoma at home, 17, 55.5 is the over.
Taking the over. Lincoln Riley overs. They didn't get me last week against Nebraska. Lincoln Riley overs are like 17-5-2 at home.
Yeah.
That's a low number too. 54 points for Lincoln Riley team at home. Like just give them to me. Right.
I mean, I got to think Florida, let's say, or West Virginia, they're probably good for 14. Then you're looking at 31 Oklahoma. I think they're probably good for 38.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, there's 62 right there. I wonder why it's so low.
Yeah. I think they're getting a lot of, like, they're giving West Virginia's defense a lot of, like, love, I think.
And it's obviously this game has been over. Why is this so low, Ted? Listen to these last 5 games. This is sickening. 52-14, 59-56, 59-31, 56-28, 44-24. OU scored in the 50s the last 2 games. They've out. OU has covered this spread the last 4 games themselves.
Yeah.
Like that. This does not make sense.
No, I'm on it. It's like a lot of these night games I'm all about. So it's also speaking about this. Talk me out of this parlay. It's a 2-team parlay, and it's simply Southern Miss getting 46.5 against Alabama, and Akron getting 48.5 for Ohio State. Talk me out of that.
I'm not going to. It's too high.
Yeah. Like, okay. Like, save
Alabama shuts it down 50. Second half. Alabama shuts it down the second half.
And I'm not saying their second string still better than Southern Miss's first string, but it's a lot of points. Like, and it just seems too simple, right? It just seems simple.
I would be more on Ohio State, but if you're going to bet those games and you want to bet the favorites, like, they're not doing what they used to do. And I'm always the first half guy. These are quintessential first halfers, but I guarantee you.
I trust the Alabama first half a lot more. I trust the Ohio State first half just because the quarterback.
Me too. I mean, who knows what you're going to get with
you know Ohio. What covered last week? Alabama first half. You know what didn't cover last week?
No, Alabama didn't cover first half, but it was 18.
The first half?
Yes. I bet it
was. The first half was 18? Someone thought it was -8. Maybe that was first quarter.
No, it was 8. Sorry, because that was 14.5. But I still don't think they covered, did they? Did I win that one? So I went 1-2. Let's see here. What was the number I was looking for? No, that's Memphis. Yeah, I don't, I can't talk you out of it. I think those, you know, those numbers are too high. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah.
Those numbers are way too high.
Too darn high.
All right. So we like that. What about North Carolina at Georgia Tech?
I have nothing.
I like North Carolina here. I think Georgia Tech's coming off.
What's the line?
They're minus 12.
Okay.
Georgia Tech's coming off what probably was, I mean, that's their second year head coach, brings in a new offense. That was the game of their lives against Clemson. That's a battle. You've got a totally different team whose offense is coming in pretty much fired up, ready to rock. The over-under is 64. I think that's way too high. But I like North Carolina in this spot, minus 12.5. That's too easy. By the way, you could add Ohio State at 49 today. And Alabama's down to 45.5. So why would I talk you off an under that everybody is picking?
Right.
Touchdown App State.
Under's toast.
This line seemed wacky. Indiana minus 9 at Western Kentucky.
I mean, I don't know anything about Western Kentucky, but it's a lot of points for Indiana. That's at Western Kentucky?
Yeah. And what's Indiana doing playing at Western Kentucky?
Why did Iowa State play at UNLV? You know, oh, that was a heck of a touchdown. Jeez. Yeah.
This is their fourth game, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they did have Iowa early. I forgot they had. Yep. This is their fourth game. I like Indiana here. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, they played Cincy pretty tough. Cincy pulled away.
Oh, okay. I got Indiana and Purdue screwed up. That's the Revelton in me speaking. Okay. Yes. I was like, they got their butts kicked by Notre Dame. Okay. Yeah.
Western Kentucky got beat by Army, man. I mean, they haven't played in 3 weeks. I don't know. That seems low. It's kind of like I thought Cincinnati seemed low, and I still bet it. I like Indiana a lot at minus 9 here. Hope I'm not falling into a trap, but that just seems too good to be true. Where is Purdue? Because that's actually a good game.
I don't think they're playing this week.
They're not playing this week. Really good game, 7 o'clock. UAB at Tulane.
I don't know why UAB just made me a lot of money salvaging my week last week against Texas State.
Good defense. So,
and they're getting 5, right?
No, 3.5 now.
Man.
3.5.
It's a lot of good games on it at that time, but
Tulane's good. And I think that the thing that people don't realize about this is these teams, when they get together, it's a fun watch. Like, it's not, this isn't defense. I love the over in this game, and I love Tulane minus 3.5. It was 3 earlier, but one of my AF picks is over 55 in this game. These guys get together, and it's freaking awesome. It's fun. And Tulane at home, I love it. I love their quarterback, Pratt. I mean, he's just that guy's a baller. Lot of night games, Ted. I'll let you pick. You got any your eye on any of this stuff?
Well, it's all my darn Vegas insiders all screwing me up. So
I just think Pac-12. I got one.
I got it. I'm on Cal plus the points versus Washington. Getting 7.5. Seeing under in the 40s at like 9:30 at night, that just makes me like get like happy feelings and like tingling.
Colorado may not score.
Like, you know, like, is Colorado also in the 40s?
Yes, that's at Arizona State, man.
Oh man, like two 40s in the.
And California loves to run the ball. They've got, I mean, this Garbers, he's a pretty good quarterback, but they like to run the ball. They've got a two-headed monster, Cal does.
I am like Pac-12 after dark unders don't normally work out because crap goes sideways, right? Yep. Hence the Pac-12 under dark. I'm definitely on Cal to cover versus Washington. I wish I knew if that Arizona Oregon game is actually on a channel I get. I'm guessing it's not because it doesn't kick off till 9:30.
Here, I'll tell you. Hold on.
But 28.5 points seems like an awful lot. So I'd probably be on Arizona there, but I'd probably lose money on it.
No, don't do it. Let me just talk you out of that one right now.
Okay.
I'd bet the first half Oregon. I love that pick. Minus 17 the first half. Arizona is freaking terrible.
Okay. You talked me into it.
Yeah, they're bad, and they're even worse away from home. I think USC is getting no respect.
Southern Cal.
Dude, I love this game.
All right,
who do you got? I love me some USC.
Okay.
I just
it's down to 11.
Yeah,
maybe hope I did that by game time. It's down to 10. Maybe
I would hope point. So. I'm not giving up on them. Even there's a quarterback controversy, right? They got Keaton Slovis, and then the guy who puts his eye black on like he's Anakin Skywalker. that dude came in and just lit it up the second half. Everybody thought, you know, oh, coach left. They're going. We talked about this last week. They're going on the road. What did I say? The best medicine was get out of town. New coach latest puts down his mantra. You're not wearing hoodies. You're wearing suits on the bus, all this stuff. He brought back a little bit of, oh, I don't know what you want to call it, but a little bit of responsibility to the team. Let's just call it that. I'd love that. I love this team. Minus 11. Oregon State's fun. They're good. They play up tempo. I get it. I think USC has been good all year. They had to go through some crap to get to where they are now. Man, give me USC minus 11 on the road. Let's just take it and run.
You should write these down. I'll try to remind you, but I've had a few drinks, and we should have the Pac-12 after dark like cheat sheet.
I've got them all. And you know who else I love? BYU's playing at 9:30.
Yeah.
South Florida's on the road. I love BYU.
South Florida's terrible. What's the line?
Minus 23, baby. I'm playing the first half. And I'm likely going to get on the second half too. Yeah. And you wanted to know
what hurt us last week was at Hawaii over. That sucker drunk as crap at the bar. And then I bet the under. And that
sucks. You were.
I realized my mistake early on. I got under like 58, like right away, and I managed to save money there.
You were screwed.
And then I bet the Hawaii money line when they were up, and just I went to bed and I woke up just all to all sadness.
I can't do Hawaii anymore. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done until they play at home again. All right. Here's the lineup. Cal Washington, shittiest game. That's on Pac-12 Network. Good. I know you like Cal. Fine. Good luck to you.
I can't watch that game.
Oh, no. But you get BYU. That's on ESPN2. You get USC on Fox Sports 1. You get Arizona State on ESPNU. Trust me, Arizona State night game versus Colorado. Arizona State's going to freaking crush these guys.
Okay.
And then you got Oregon on ESPN. So they're all going to be on except for Cal Washington.
Okay.
And Tulane. What? Tulane UAB is on ESPN Plus.
So is Kansas State versus Okie State.
God.
Which if I ever get my TV fixed, that's not a big deal because my Hulu has all the ESPN Pluses like lined up. So.
By the way, I do like my Florida Atlantic. They're playing at Air Force. I don't think Air Force is really good this year. Florida Atlantic's a fun team.
None of the
like
service them. Academies are really good this year, to be honest.
No, so. Florida Atlantic's getting points. And Indiana, Western Kentucky's on CBS Sports Network. So what's this network? BSAZ, Bally Sports?
What channel? What game is that?
I don't know. That's a Hawaii game.
Oh, that's probably me. I'm watching on Facebook or something.
UNC's on ACC Network. Dude, I like, Ted, I counted. I have 38 bets I like. 38. How am I supposed to narrow that down to Jacqueline's graphic?
Well, you don't. And we got to work on this because I am too much of a drinker to like catch these tag on tweets.
I tagged my own on there. That was good. By the way, I think I went undefeated on all the ones I added.
Yeah, well, you should have put them in the graphic.
Well, so. they were in the graphic. You just don't you can't type small.
You told me that I told you I'm not putting first half spreads in that graphic. It barely fits. I can barely fit unders and overs. Like it takes up too much. We need to figure out some kind of shorthand for unders and overs. I've been trying to figure out, like, I don't know if I think UN and OB would look dumb, right?
No, that's what they are.
Maybe I can just do like an arrow up and
up down.
I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, do that. Up is over, down's under. That's easy. We figured it out. I do like getting on the Cyclone Fanatic sports betting lounge, but I've been so big. I mean, we're gone. We're at games. We're out and about. It's just really tough. So
for
the most part, I think Ted and I are really good at putting this stuff on Twitter, guys. So if we're updated, like I threw out late another winner, Iowa State first half, threw out late another winner under second. I mean,
there's a winner on that. You're terrible about, like, if you got to put like a period in front of someone, if you're tagging them, because then no one will see it.
Oh,
if you just like send it to someone, only people that like follow both parties will see it.
Got it.
So I'm helping you learn.
Well, wait a minute. So who do I want to see it then? I got to put a period in front of at Ted.
So you're tagging me in a thread.
Right.
If you want everyone to see it, you have to put a period before my Twitter handle.
Before, okay, cool.
Because if you don't, then only people that follow you and me, or you and or me and Action Fanatics, will see that.
All right. Well, listen, if you're not following Action Fanatics, you're messed up. I mean, we're making people money. The NFL, by the way, so bad last week.
Yeah.
So hard.
My survivor pick survived. I'm on Denver this week.
I'm out. Jets at Seattle.
I got Denver at home versus the Jets. What do you think?
Good. I like it.
Because you're not going to be able to bet Denver very often.
No.
Right?
No. I took Carolina first week. Then I went Seattle, and Tennessee roughed them up that second half.
Carolina has helped me out here tonight, though. Got to get another touchdown.
What's that score now?
14-6. Another touchdown should salvage it.
That's right on the number.
Well, yeah, but I told you I had that. You got the
under, don't you?
Under 48.5 and under, and then Carolina by 2.5.
Dude, with 7 minutes left in the second quarter, the under was at 29.
I know. It's fine.
20 points of value.
But I still got to get that thing. All right. Yeah. I got to go record matinee
baseball. Yeah, you got a baseball one. Ted, thank you. DraftKings, Sportsbook at Wild Rose, Cyclone Fanatic. Thank you all for doing us such a solid, letting us do this. This is a blast every week. Honestly, I got 31 picks. I got to sort it out. It'll all be on Twitter for sure. Marshall's back
in the red zone. You told me Appy was going to come back and cover.
Oh, they'll intercept it or something. Well, it'll be like a pick six. Something's going to happen. Right. We until end up next covering. Week.
Remember,
hey, funders, until next week is right. Good luck.
Funders. Lots of funders.
May your funders be winners.
Yeah. And any luck. Michigan home funder except Michigan Rutgers. Just blind bet.
There's so many overs this week, too. By the way, we have a shake and bake on West Virginia and OU. I love that UAB Tulane over. Yeah, all right, guys. Good luck. We can talk all night.
Yeah, talk to you later, guys.